We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There is a time when a man needs somebody to talk to. Someone to talk to, somebody who'll always be there.
Is always good. An intense video, it's a split screen, by the way, of a mom and her daughter, and in the other side of the split screen is the police officer.
Wait, first, if you have ever had to flip a child over.
Oh, this is different. No, this is not
in,
the story I was thinking about.
Seconds, Scott, who is choking or has an obstructed airway, as a parent, it's a cross between sheer panic. And also, you want to be calm to get the object out. Have you done it? I've done it 10 times with my kids when they were little, when something got caught.
No.
You never had to whack them on the back to get a prune out or Cheerios or anything?
I don't think so.
Oh,
God. Not that I recall. No.
Broccoli, pasta, prunes. I can name each kid and where we were when it happened.
Why would you feed a kid a prune? Trying to clean out their bowel?
No, I would never do it again because the prune gets bigger and bigger and bigger in the mouth. And we were at Worlds of Fun and Sophie kept popping them in her mouth. She was probably three. And then all of a sudden I look over and she's blue.
Child abuse. Giving a kid a prune.
It's a panicked situation.
An intense video shows a calm police officer save the life of a newborn baby as her mother frantically cries for help. The Sterling Heights, Michigan officer Cameron Majewski arrived at a home as the family was running to his patrol vehicle to meet him, dash camera video shows. Their three-week-old baby girl was not breathing when he arrived. He's still blinking, Majewski assured the mom as he grabbed the baby. He's blinking. Then the officer turned the baby on her stomach and applied several back thrusts to clear the obstruction. Do we have the audio of this?
Yes, and it is...
She began crying almost immediately, a sign that the baby, of course, is breathing. Mom falls to her knees.
Now, I'll tell you this. This mom, and I understand it in this circumstance, is hysterical. And when someone is choking, you have to have someone who is calm and measured and knows what to do. This baby would not have survived without this officer here. Yes, yes.
Sam, do you have it?
Hey, what's going on with the baby? Okay, let me see. Okay, calm down. Let me see the baby.
Hold
on, let me see. Okay, hold on. Let me see the baby.
Can you please?
Hold on.
Oh, please. Where is the emergency?
Hold on. Let me see the baby. He's still blinking. He's blinking. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Yes, there you go. Okay. He's crying. Okay. He's crying. Hey, it's okay. He's crying. He's crying. He's okay. He's crying.
He's so calm.
Hero alert.
I mean, you know,
Wow.
How have you never had to flip your kid over and whack something out?
I don't think I ever did.
Oh, God. I remember.
We properly cut our food materials.
Every single time it happened. And the worst one was Jack. His grandmother had an old-fashioned metal top high chair. So from the 1970s, the old metal-topped high chair. Okay? Yeah. So the tray is that old metal. And you had to pinch and pull. Anyone from the 70s remembers those awful contraptions. Yeah, they're CPSC product recall nightmares because you can't get the kid out. And I will never forget, we were in her living room and he started choking and I looked over and we couldn't get that damned metal top off of the high chair. We finally got him out and I was screaming. And I think it was Joe with Jack who just flipped him over and, you know, whack of the back, thrust down. You got to put him, you know, face down your knee, and it came out.
What was it?
I don't remember with that one. Broccoli? I think it was broccoli.
Who feeds a baby broccoli?
Well, he was like two. But God bless that officer because she's so hysterical. I just feel like no one around there knew what to do or how to help that child. And just screaming bloody murder does not help that child.
No, it usually does not. But it's hard to be calm when it's your kid that's not breathing and turning blue. I mean, God forbid. God forbid.
You know, we learned, and I always found this really interesting. We went through CPR and Heimlich maneuver stuff with the Leawood Fire Department. And to me, to get the stuff out of the baby's throat is about the easiest because they're small and you can flip them over and it'll pop out if you whack them on the back. But one of the things one of the firefighters said was, have you ever wondered what you would do if it was your husband who was choking? Because I don't know that I could get my arms around him to, you know, powerfully do that thrust powerful enough to get whatever out.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He has, good. But like I have a very small arm radius.
It's called a reach.
So yeah, my reach. And so what you do with your husbands or your wives, I suppose, is you back them up against a wall. Back to the wall, back to the wall, and then you fist in a J motion or a fish hook down and up, down and up, down
into
and up.
Into what? Their gut?
Into right, yeah, right here.
Right below their sternum.
Right here.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, my mom saved like, I think three people. She's Heimlich'd three or four people.
Your mother?
Yes. Yeah.
Has Heimlich'd three people?
I think it might be four.
Give me that woman on the phone because I want to talk to her about the Patrick Mahomes GQ.
Like the fourth time it happened, I'm like, what are you, the Heimlich whisperer? Why does this keep happening to you? Once she was in a restaurant, once it was a friend, once it was my grandfather.
Man.
I'm telling you, if you're choking, you want my mom there. Because she just comes over and does it.
What's her new nickname? Like, life-saving big juicer? I mean,
it's been a few years since she's had to do it. But the people she saved, Scott, were all adults. It was never a baby.
Never a baby?
Never a baby.
Well, I mean, you guys know Will Starrett has either been Heimlich'd or Heimlich'd someone like
a half dozen times. He is a serial Heimlich recipient.
I think he's the one who Heimlich'd himself using
a chair.
Twice. Once was a chair, Scott. Once was a couch.
Yeah. And he
he said he was almost dead.
He Heimlich'd himself.
No, it was pizza. It was pizza.
Isn't it always? It's always pizza or a hot dog.
I think he said twice it was pizza.
Come on, Big Juicy. Get out of the bar. Come on,
man. It's only Tuesday. Bar night's tomorrow.
Yeah, where she is.
You text her and you tell her to call the hotline.
Hi, this is Linda.
Here, try this. Did you see the other day the meme and it's some guy who says, I hate it when I call my mama and my mama doesn't answer. What else are you doing besides being my mama?
Right.
It was like an adult too saying it, which I thought was so funny.
You know, I put my mom on quarantine for like since March.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I just call her home number just to see if she'll answer to make sure she's staying in the house.
You're checking up on her?
No, I'm spying on her.
That's terrible.
I want her to live.
She's an adult.
I want the inheritance. I don't want it tomorrow. Give me a break.
She also has some terrible jokes she wants to share with you.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
It is Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Leave your
name and number, and we'll call you right.
Are you kidding me? You text her, and you text Craig, and you tell life-saving Big Juicy she needs to call into the show. Give her the number.
It's okay. Fine. All right.
576-7798. Sam Stuve the Third. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. From the greatest movie of all time. Hang on, don't speak. I want to read this before it disappears on the Chiron again. CNN is reporting there's a new study out. I guess the president's going to speak here in a little bit. Moderna, that's one of those companies working on a vaccine. Moderna has a vaccine that it, God dang it, it just moved. That, so what, I think I can remember it. Moderna has a vaccine that apparently induced immune properties in patients with no side effects.
That is how I read that. Yes.
I'm going to see if it comes back up here in a minute.
CNBC is reporting Moderna shares jumped as much as 16% as the company announced its coronavirus vaccine trial produced, quote, robust immune response.
Good.
The potential vaccine to prevent COVID-19 produced neutralizing antibodies in all 45 patients in its early stage human trial. The findings provide more promising data that the vaccine may give some protection against coronavirus.
Come on, fingers crossed. Say a
all
prayer.
45 patients produce neutralizing antibodies, which scientists believe are important for gaining protection against the virus. In the trial, each participant received a 25, 100, or 250 microgram dose, with 15 people in each dose group. Participants received two doses each, and after two vaccinations, the vaccine elicited a, quote, robust immune response in all participants in all dose cohorts.
That's good news.
God, that's great news.
That is good news.
What does robust mean? Maybe we get Dana Hawkinson on to explain what robust means. Is robust, I'm not going to get it for 2 years. Is robust, yeah.
You're good for a while.
Good for a while. What is robust?
Define robust, doctor, and do it now.
I might have to reach out to Doc Hawk.
Yeah, get him on in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's
Doc Hawk. What a new nickname for that gentleman.
You know he hates working at the University of Kansas.
No, probably.
With a name like Hawkinson.
He loves it.
Hey, Doc Hawk, you shut your mouth.
He really hates us for pointing out the fact that he looks like Daniel Craig.
Well, I'm sorry he does.
He looks just like Daniel Craig. I mean.
Can the doctor join us to tell us what robust means?
No, be more specific.
Can he define the word robust?
Define robust. Kidding, not kidding.
We are so stupid. We are so dumb.
Oh, yeah, they love us over at KU.
Oh, tell them real quick about what you put up on Twitter and Sam's Twitter.
Well,
and by the way, Sam's Twitter feed, if you'd like to follow him, is at the number 6FT, so at 6 feet, at 6FT, Sam KMBZ. Sam's very happy that he got 19 new followers today when I gave that out.
If you are walking by a newsstand or perhaps a convenience store, you will want to pick up the latest issue of GQ magazine. Patrick Mahomes graces the cover, and there is a huge spread that is a glowing spread inside about Kansas City's quarterback, his role in the NFL, but most importantly, his love for the tracksuit. And we have posted multiple photos of Patrick Mahomes in that very expensive tracksuit next to Scott Parks in his $25 tracksuit.
Well, first of all, let me just say this about young Patrick. My friend, I can't believe you didn't even give me credit. I've been dressing like that for 15 years. That's my look. That's my getup.
I think his shoes in one photo are worth 10 times your Adidas track zip
up. But the lounge track suit has been my look. Have you ever seen me not wearing
Never.
A track suit?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Our friend Dustin wrote, in fashion circles, they are calling Scott middle-aged Roland Park athleisure.
I don't know about mid. Never mind.
It's one of my favorite things of the day.
You can't go stealing my look. Nobody else walks around looking like that. I'm the only person who does that.
Well, not anymore. You're not. $500 million man that's walking around looking like that. The difference is between you and Patrick Mahomes, you walk around looking like that, no one's going to bother you. He walks around in that, he can't go anywhere.
But see, here's the problem. Now that he's in GQ wearing that look.
Oh, it's going to explode.
Everybody's going to start wearing lounge, what is it called again?
Ropo lounge athleisure.
Yeah. Everybody's going to start looking like me. That's not okay.
No, I don't think they're going to bring late 80s, early 90s back just because Patrick Mahomes dressed that.
People are going to run out and they're going to buy Adidas soccer jackets. And I mean, then I'm not original anymore.
You're going to find a new look, my friend. A new look. And you know what?
You're trendy.
You know what? That's okay.
And it's
robust.
Yes. You've been on the show for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen me not dress like that?
No.
Ever. Have you ever seen me come in wearing a collared shirt?
No. If you walked in wearing a collared shirt, I would think that you were...
high?
Well, no. I would think that you had a funeral.
Or had a meeting downstairs.
Or some kind of very big meeting that I didn't know about.
I go on sales calls dressed like that.
You're going to be the cover of Dad Bod magazine.
Okay. I see how it is.
Also, the text line says you stole it from Run DMC.
Yeah, but it died after that for a while, and then I brought it back. See, now everybody's going to start wearing these little athletic jumpsuits, and man, I have to find something else. 576-7798. When we get back, there is a school district in Missouri. If your kid wants to play athletics, you have to sign a death waiver because of COVID-19. Get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So listen to this, guys. This story's from Raw Story. And until I decided to do a little research, which we don't do on this show. I mean, come on. And Dana sent me this story, and I go, I've heard of Raw Story, but I don't know enough about them. They actually are pretty reputable. And
I pull stuff from them all the time.
Yeah. And we did do some other research, which is crazy. And we went to like the Hazelwood School District's Twitter page, and they acknowledge it's true.
Sort of.
Yeah, they wanted a change. But the Raw Story is accurate. That Hazelwood wanted to verify the story is accurate. So listen to this. This is from Hazelwood, which is just outside of St. Louis, on the Missouri side. A school district in Missouri is requiring parents to sign a waiver in case their children who participate in sports or other activities become infected with COVID-19 and die. The waiver of liability from the Hazelwood School District was shared on Tuesday, today, by attorney Natasha Scruggs. Says the attorney, Scruggs, I feel sick reading it. The document asks parents to acknowledge that COVID-19 is a public health crisis, it is, and to relinquish their rights to hold the district responsible if a student's death is caused by the negligence of or carelessness of school staff. Here is how the waiver reads that they're asking you to sign in Hazelwood. The undersigned agrees to release, discharge, hold harmless, and indemnify the Hazelwood School District, its agents, employees, officers, Board of Education members, insurers, and others acting on the district's behalf of and from any and all claims, demands, cause of action, and or legal liabilities for injuries to or death of my child occurring during or resulting from or participation in, and this is a long sentence, the above-mentioned program or activity and it related in any way to COVID-19, even if the cause, damages, or injuries are alleged to be the fault of or alleged to be caused by the negligence or carelessness of the releasees.
Read Which you would never be able to prove, by the way. How are you going to prove where your student contracted COVID?
It would be borderline impossible.
Because you're going to say to me, well, my kid got it at school. I'm going to say to you, well, did you go get ice cream last night?
In a statement to Raw Story, the Hazelwood School District noted that the waiver is only required for students who want to participate in sports and other special activities. Now, I read that as debate.
Does that surprise you? Why ask the parents to sign a waiver for extra activities, but not ask them to sign a waiver just for sitting in class? You're just as likely to get COVID sitting in a classroom than you are in band or football or cheerleading or chess club.
Could it be because they say you have to go to class, but they don't say that you have to go to chess club or band or whatever?
Smarter than you look in there, buddy.
What does that mean?
Well, but they're not saying you have to go to school because there's also a 100% virtual online option, which is why I don't understand. Like, I think people on Twitter were trying to make this controversial. Let me tell you why this isn't controversial. I guarantee you every single district is going to have people, everyone listening, you're going to be signing the same waiver. It might not have the exact same legalese in it. We're all going to be signing this waiver.
Cheerleading.
Teachers. I'm telling you, the districts will ask anyone affiliated with a school to sign this waiver right down to the lunch ladies and the coaches, janitor, principal.
You're gonna sign it?
I don't think it matters because even if you or your child contracted COVID,
No, that's not
there is no way to prove where they got it. There's no lawsuit here.
Dana, so your kid doesn't walk into class. Your kid doesn't step foot on the football field until you sign this waiver. Here's the crazy thing. And, you know, we started soccer practices up the other week.
Do you have a waiver?
Not yet.
I'm actually really surprised.
But we have a tournament at the end of the month. Do I need to talk to Coach Dustin tonight and say...
No, that would be a league waiver.
That's what I mean. Is the league going to put out a waiver that, you know, if somehow one of our players, God forbid, I love those girls, got COVID playing soccer in a three-day tournament and they got seriously ill or even more worse, God forbid, passed, can they sue the league?
You can. You will never be able to prove ever where they got it. Even if the teacher at the head of that class tests positive for COVID and then your kid gets COVID and gets sick, you can't prove the transmission came from that teacher or vice versa, which is why we're all going to be signing this waiver. I guarantee you KU has a waiver. It's already written.
Are you going to sign it?
I would sign it.
Wouldn't it be
because
weird?
There's no way to prove it either way, and I know that.
But you can always bring a lawsuit.
Well, yeah, if you want to spend thousands of dollars to go down that rabbit hole.
But a district would just say, you know, shut her up, pay her $10,000.
I don't think so.
576-7798. This is interesting.
I'm going to use another word, foreseeable. I think this was foreseeable.
Do you hear Atlanta, L.A., and San Diego aren't even going in person in the fall? I know you're sick of hearing me talk about it.
All I know is the vaccine looks very promising.
Well, they tested it on 45 people. That's a first trial. And I'm not trying to pop your balloon of hope.
And none of the 45 people had any weird reactions,
nope.
and all of them
got immunity.
Showed
or not immunity,
robust
but antibodies. Yes.
Antibodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Start cranking that vaccine out. Sign me up. My sleeve up tomorrow.
Well, you know what they need to do, and we'll get to the callers here about this waiver thing here in a minute, because I actually agree with Dana on this one for sure. I bet before you go to school, assuming we open the schools and already we're participating in some youth sports, we've been having weekend practices on Saturday for the last 3 or 4 weeks, getting ready for this tournament. But I'm with Dana on this. The schools are going to make you sign a waiver that says if your kid gets COVID and dies, you do not have the right to sue us. Scott, can you sign away the rights of a minor? The minor would have no rights after they're dead.
Well, but what if they get sick? I think you do sign your name think about every time you vaccinate your kid for measles, mumps, rubella. They make you, the parent
that's
sign
right.
on that dotted line.
I think you're absolutely 100% spot on, Dana. Before your kid, I don't even think it's going to involve sports. I think it's going to get so direct. Before your kid walks his or her butt into this building,
you better have that vaccine.
Before your kid walks his or her butt onto that bus, you cannot sue us, period. I guarantee you.
Oh, I'm going to take it one step further. Or if you decide that you want to opt out of the vaccine, they will tell you, welcome to online learning. That's coming, people. If you don't want, well, with the differences with the flu shot, you don't have to get the flu shot. Now, I think you should, but you don't have to. I'm telling you, these districts will say, just like KU makes you get a meningitis vaccine before you can set foot on campus. The districts will say, the colleges will say, you either roll your sleeve up for that vaccine or you are going to be an online learner. We're not barring you from your education.
Nope.
You're just going to learn from home.
Hang on. Let me just look up something that somebody just sent in. I don't know if there's any truth to this or not. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has just been hospitalized for a possible infection.
She'll be fine.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been taken to the hospital and treated for a possible infection. She was admitted to the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Blah, blah, blah. She was experiencing fever and chills. Okay. We'll try to get more on that. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Let's see who's in first. David, you'll be first up. Then we're going to Dave. And then Mike and Hannah. Hang tight, everybody. 576-7798. Well, apparently these things are going around. Because Hazelwood, Missouri, which is out by St. Louis, for those of you who don't know, is having parents of students who are participating in extracurricular activities sign a waiver that says, hey, your kid gets COVID and dies because he played football or she did cheerleading or she was on the track team or your son was on the debate team. It's not on us, okay? Thanks. Apparently, there are a lot of districts that are doing this. People are writing in saying... By the way, I don't know if this is true or not. I'll look it up during the news at the top of the hour. But somebody said, my daughter just got off the phone with ESU. I'm assuming that's Emporia State. They are doing one week in class, 1 week online. 1 week in class, 1 week online. If anybody knows anything about that, let us know on the text line. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Of course, anytime. Hey. It's your show, man.
What would be the legal foundation for this? I mean, isn't that what they call with the blood sucking law firms, case law? Don't they have to have case law or something in order to launch that kind of legality in this nation? And what kind of Pandora's box does this open?
David, I'm not a lawyer, but I sometimes pretend to be one on the radio. I think that Pandora's box is already open. You sign away things all the time. Like if you go into, say, like a paintball company and you and your friends are going to do paintball.
You're going to sign a waiver. If you lose an eyeball, that's on you.
You take a paintball to the eyeball and your eyeball pops out. That's not our fault.
Look at your baseball ticket the next time baseball comes back and you're at a Royals game.
Read the back
of that ticket.
By buying that ticket, you didn't even sign anything. But by buying that ticket, and walking through that gate, and you probably never read the back of the ticket, you just signed away any rights to sue the Royals or Kauffman Stadium or anybody if you get hit by a bat or a ball. Dave, or a hot dog. Dave in Kansas City. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead, Dave. You're a little muffled, but let's see if we can get you in here.
Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to first off, the waiver of subrogation has been out for a long time, and the only reason I think they would put something out like that is if lawmakers or somebody was going to start being able to allow somebody to sue for something they feel is not right, like I caught COVID from this. Mm. Now, the other point I have to make is, let's think about down in I believe it was down in Springfield, where a haircutter knowingly went in and cut hair with a fever, mm-hmm. and was probably had COVID, which turned out she did. Now, the school district, companies, whoever it is, are going to try to protect themselves from that. We never got a chance to see what the outcome would have been from Springfield cutting hair because nobody came up positive. But if we get into a situation to where somebody was knowingly at the Hazelwood School District, went to school because they didn't want to miss out on pay, they didn't want to have a substitute there, and they showed up knowingly they had the symptoms, what is to keep somebody from suing a school district?
Well, let me give you a real life example, Dave. We had that happen with someone who was ill, very symptomatic, and went to work one day in a KCK nursing home. Subsequently, that nursing home became a hotbed for COVID-19 with, is it 23 deaths, Scott?
You have to it was a lot.
Jog my memory. That was toward the beginning of the pandemic. And I'm wondering if those waivers are now standard in nursing homes.
Sure.
You know, this was before anyone was doing the temperature check. This was before everyone was required to wear a mask. And he didn't feel well, went in, mm-hmm. worked a shift, and I believe they sent him home, or he went home and got tested the next day. The test came back positive, and multiple people in that nursing home facility then became sick. And I'm guessing, Scott, since that, if you have your parents in a facility, you're signing a waiver.
Yep. Hey, Mike, if you can hang on, we'll carry you over to the top, past the top of the hour, and just get an update on that. But I want to get Hannah in here real quick. Hannah in South Kansas City. Hello, Hannah.
Hey, I just had a quick question, or kind of a comment and a question. A lot of people are, it seems to be, very concerned about sending their kids back to school.
By the way, the polling on that is 70% of American parents are concerned about sending their kids back to school.
But then where is the concern for working parents who still have to go to work? Mm. And what do they do with their children? I mean, and I'm not discounting it at all because I have children and I am very concerned. However, I'm blessed because they have grandparents who help me out immensely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not everybody has that luxury of having someone to help take care of their kids. There's a lot of single parents
yeah.
who have to work to put bread on the table.
Yeah.
So,
no, Hannah, you know. You're not saying anything I haven't heard. I'm going to keep you on the line, open line. It is an incredible, I think the word paradox might work here, where, you know, you need to get back to work because that mortgage don't pay itself. And you want to try to keep your kids safe at the same time. So how do we balance, and that's the key, how do we balance getting especially the younger children back into school so that you have time to go to work? I don't know if you're a single mom or if you're married. It's none of my business. Okay, that's fine. But how do you go and earn a living without making sure that your kid just doesn't go in and start hugging kids with COVID all over their lips? You know what I mean?
Yep, I completely understand.
It's a tough call. It is a tough call to make. And you know, already there are some states, Florida is not, but Texas, Governor Abbott is already starting to shut things back down again. In California, Governor Newsom is already starting to shut things down again. And if let me tell you this, I'm not going to lecture anybody. It's none of my business. If we play it smart, we can win. But we have to play smart. Nobody wins a game playing stupid. I think you can read between the lines. Not going to lecture. News is next on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.